Welcome to Maseches Harius, Paragimel, Mishnah Hay, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins, Kohen Gadol Paramil Mata. The Kohen Gadol, let's say one of his immediate family members dies. Well, usually a person has to do Kriya, they have to tear their clothing. He doesn't do a regular Kriya, he just tears the bottom of his coat, the bottom of his cloak. So even though the Torah says, Gadol Layifrem, he can't tear his clothing, that just means a normal tearing. However, a regular kohen, milmala, he can do regular kriya at the edge of his garment, near his neck, similar to the way that people do kriya nowadays. Kohen gadol, makor vayinen. The kohen gadol, even when he's einan. That means to say the period of time after an immediate family member passes away until they're buried, where really one is not chayv in mitzvahs, that's called aninos. The kohen gadol, nevertheless, could bring a karban. V'loy oichal. However, he's not able to eat karbanos, as we learn in the story of Nadav and Avihu. However, v'ahedyot, a regular kohen, while he's in Einan, in that time period, it's prohibited for him to do any part of the Avodah, and certainly he cannot eat karbanis. Let's see one more Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Because this Mishnah is going to tell us what takes precedence, the par ha-mashiach, the animal that's brought by the Kohen Gadol, and the par ha-mdav shel tzibur, that which is brought for the congregation, so therefore the Mishnah introduces a concept of what takes precedence. Says the Mishnah, something that is done or performed more often, that takes precedence and is done before something else. This really is a complete Gemara in Maseches Harios, which we learn out from a Pasuk. And the Gemara actually speaks about Karbanos, but it applies in practically nowadays as well. So it says, for example, that Musve Shabbos, Kadim Musaf Rosh Chodesh, when you have a choice to bring two Karbanos, the regular Musaf that's brought every Shabbos, or the Musaf that's only brought on Rosh Chodesh, so the Musaf of Shabbos takes precedence because that happens more often. Musaf of Rosh Chodesh for Rosh Hashanah. One does Rosh Chodesh before Rosh Hashanah. Same thing applies as well when it comes to Kriya Satira. When we read the Torah and we have a choice to read more than one Torah reading. So for example, if you have Shabbos, Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh, so we first read the Parsha because that's the regular, most commonly done thing. Then we read Shabbos, the portion of Shabbos, because that happens 50 sometimes a year. And then only Rosh Chodesh, which happens 12 times a year. Concludes the Mishnah. If something is more holy or more sanctified than their friend, so they take precedence. Therefore, par ha-mashiach, the par that's brought by the Kohen ha-mashiach, by the Kohen Gadol. If let's say he rules wrongly in halacha and he follows his ruling, upar ha-eida, and the par that's brought when the congregation makes a mistake, aim them, and they're both standing to be nikraf, to be sacrificed, para mashiach, kaidim para eida b'chol ma'asav, then the power of the Kohen Gadol takes precedence because he's mikudish, because the Kohen Gadol is more sanctified and holier than the rest of people in Klal Yisrael. Therefore, his carbon goes first. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.